SafePal Wallet. Data breach exposes 40,000 customer order details. SafePal, a hardware and software wallet provider, has disclosed a data breach that exposed order information for close to 40,000 customers, according to reporting from CoinDesk on August 16, 2026. The compromised records relate to purchase and order data rather than the private keys that secure user funds. The distinction matters, but it is smaller comfort than it sounds. A hardware wallet company holds two very different things. The cryptographic secrets that live on the device in a customer's hands, and the ordinary commercial records that come with selling a physical product online. The first was not touched. The second, order data covering roughly 40,000 buyers, is what leaked. The data that leaked is a targeting list, order records for a hardware wallet purchase, typically include a name, an email address or phone number, and a shipping address. On their own, these are mundane. Tied to a confirmed hardware wallet purchase, they become something more specific. A verified list of people who own crypto, keep it in self-custody, and cared enough about security to buy a dedicated device. That is a precise audience for phishing. An attacker who knows you bought a SafePal device can craft a message that references your order, spoofs a shipping or firmware update notice, and points you to a fake site asking for your recovery phrase. The breach does not hand over anyone's coins directly. It hands over the raw material for the social engineering attacks that do. SafePal has not, as of publication, released a full technical account of how the records were accessed or over what period. Order data exposures of this type usually trace back to a support tool, a third-party fulfillment or logistics vendor, or a misconfigured database rather than a break of the wallet's cryptographic core. Until the company publishes specifics, the safe assumption for affected users is that their contact details are now circulating. Self-custody protects keys, not identities. The incident is a reminder that not your keys, not your coins, describes only one layer of risk. Choosing a self-custody setup removes counterparty risk from your holdings, the kind of exposure that froze balances at failed custodians. It does not remove you from a vendor's customer database. Every hardware wallet, every crypto card application, and every exchange signup leaves a trail of personal data sitting on someone else's server. SafePal is far from alone this month. SafePal's disclosure lands the same week that a separate wallet-adjacent incident hit the news, and it follows a run of exposures across the sector. Israeli exchange Bits of Gold reportedly had records for 200,000 customers exposed, and the pattern is consistent. The crypto itself stays put while the identity data around it walks out the door. For users, the practical steps are unglamorous and effective. Treat any unsolicited message referencing a recent purchase as suspect, especially one that creates urgency around firmware, shipping, or account verification. A hardware wallet vendor will never ask for a recovery phrase through email, chat, or a web form. Recovery phrases belong on paper or metal, entered only on the device itself when restoring a wallet. Cost falls on customers, not balances. Breaches like this rarely show up as a direct loss on a company's books, which is part of why order data security has lagged. The exposed party is the customer, and the damage arrives later as a targeted phishing attempt that may or may not succeed. That structure puts the burden of vigilance on individual users who did nothing wrong beyond buying a device through a normal checkout flow. The broader signal for anyone holding crypto is to compartmentalize. Using a dedicated email for wallet and exchange accounts, keeping shipping addresses separate where possible, and enabling app-based two-factor authentication all narrow the blast radius when a vendor is breached. None of it protects your keys, because your keys were never the target here. It protects the person attached to them.